Another edition of Inside the Huddle with Ndamukong Suh, and I know this has to be tearing you up. Mm-hmm. This team had much higher expectations from the fans, from the city, and I know from the players. When you look at that record and see 4-9, what do you think?
It's definitely disappointing. But, I mean, we just got to go back to understanding that it was solely on our shoulders. We obviously didn't make the right plays to get us out of close games, especially, I mean, you look at the last 4 or 5 games that we've played, they've all been really close games and games that we could have handled, and even the ones where we've made mistakes early in the year. Obviously wishing we could take those back, but it's the way it is, and we got to roll with the punches and make the most out of these last 3 games that we have in our season.
Mindset changes for everybody a little bit in this last month. I know for a player it kind of can't, because you take every game one at a time, but mm-hmm. What is the difference when you're out of the race?
I mean, it's even tough, but I've always looked at it this way, and I've unfortunately been in this situation before. My rookie year and being in the league, but you got to play for your teammates and play for the organization. You already do that, but I mean, competitive edges, you always want to be able to hang your hat on something. So to be able to finish out with 3 strong, first starting with Arizona would be a great way to do that. And I mean, you look at Chicago, who we have coming up, as well as Atlanta, and then first and foremost, Arizona. Arizona, we're both 4-9, so it's kind of the toilet bowl, but I mean, other than that, I mean, we want to definitely go out there and beat them and show that we can still play at a very high level. It's just we've obviously had some bad breaks and not come out on the right ends of things, and then go in there and play some good teams and come out with hopefully some wins.
When you look at Arizona, mm-hmm. their quarterback play and their line play has really struggled. Mm-hmm. Is it similar to the matchup against Indianapolis where you know you're going to have an opportunity to put some pressure on the quarterback?
You definitely feel like you have an opportunity no matter what game you go into. We've proved that throughout. And you look at last week, they have a great offensive line over there with Green Bay, but we were able to get back to Aaron Rodgers. And we feel like we can get back to this quarterback. And I believe they're starting the rookie this upcoming game in Lindley. So with that being said, we're going to have a little bit of an edge, a guy that's not have a ton of experience in there, but he's played in games this year already. And then you have an offensive line with 3 rookies that have struggled and some veteran guys that are kind of holding everything together and whatnot. So you just want to take advantage of what you're putting in front of you and make the most out of it.
You were busy this week off the field. It's that time of year where you can put some smiles on kids' faces. That has to be in the midst of a season that's disappointing, a little bit uplifting to see the smiles.
No question. I was lucky enough to go to the hospital this past Tuesday, company with 107.5 and great TI. And it was a lot of fun to be able to do that. DMC is a great place, and I love being a part of that group and having a lot of fun there with them and bringing joy to little kids' faces.
What do the kids say to you? What are some of the things the kids, when they see you, they must be overwhelmed by your size, first of all.
Just random questions, like you're not as big as you see on TV, and it's like you see people like, oh my God, I never think I'd see you in person. And I was like, I'm just a normal person, just so it's exciting to be able to see and let people touch you and see that you are a real person and that you're just like them. It's exciting and it's fun to do that and be able, especially with the little kids, you see their faces smile and their eyes light up. It's like, oh my God, it's really you. So it's definitely fun.
You got any good Christmas memories?
Me, good Christmas memories? Just fun opening presents. I remember.
Sit on it. I don't want you to give away too much because that's what we're going to do next week.
Okay.
Because next week we're going to be getting ready for Christmas.
Sounds good.
So next week on Inside the Huddle, we're going to get inside some of his best Christmas memories from yesteryear. That's this week, Inside the Huddle with Ndamukong Suh.